So for this exercise, can I request all of you for a moment to close your eyes? And really, truly imagine a perfect world, an ideal world. What does it look like for you? What does it feel like to you? What's happening? What's going around? What is that ideal world? What are the colors in it? How does it smell? With that inspiration, may I now request all of you to really think out of the box, to really, really push yourself to come up with an idea for a new Auroville economy for manifesting that dream that you're able to see.
So how is everyone doing? Are you ready to share your wild idea with us, with everyone? Who wants to go first? Wild idea? Wild idea?
Hello. Hello everybody. My name is Philip. I'm a guest. I'm an economist, and actually what I study is monetary economics, and I'm very surprised how here in Auroville there's such a lack of monetary innovation. Also going in what the lady over here was speaking about, like how can we actually, because most of what we see here is actually dependent on a bigger monetary system, which actually bounds the discussion and the rules. So for Auroville's self-sufficiency, there's a big step, and the big step is to actually have monetary sovereignty. So I think this is very reasonable. And so my idea is actually that Auroville needs a new monetary system, a sovereign one, which is unpegged to the Indian rupee and all other international monetary currencies. Unpegging means it's not connected. You cannot convert one to the other, so that basically the principles and the rules of the broken monetary system cannot contaminate the system that you can bring up here. And then actually basically you could create your own monetary system where money serves the needs. And this is basically a matter of designing. It's designing a currency that serves and promotes the kind of behaviors and the kind of local economy that you want to have. So basically, and actually this is not such a crazy idea because there are people working on it now. And it should also be a monetary system which is inclusive, which takes an evolutionary step towards actually taking off money, and you have the gift economy in the end. So you start with the economy that you have, you build up multiple systems, but in the end what you want is really no money economy, beyond money economy, that's a gift economy. So such a kind of a system.
Would you like to stay and help us with this?
Yes, of course. But I'm not staying.
So we have a volunteer here who's going to work on this. Yeah.
No, I'm actually, thank you. My PhD is actually about this, so I'm happy to collaborate, but I'm...
Welcome to the team.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers. I want to go next because it just follows on what he said. Because I think one of the things that bothers me the most, when we had the last economy cat, they started out with giving us all this data. About where our money was and our capital and all this. And the first thing that Mother said about money, the first thing, money was not meant to make money. And where is all our capital? In the bank, earning interest for our central fund budget every month. Which, you know, when I came was 1 lakh a month. Our central fund budget was 1 lakh a month. Wow. Okay, so I think that we should take all the stop that. Literally stop that. We start applying our capital to creating the infrastructure and the units and the production capacity to create the things that we need, because we cannot do what this fellow just said unless we can disconnect more. I don't know exactly, you know, how that works, you know, like how much money we have and how much we can create. But I think that in the meantime, because that's always the problem, we're using that interest every single day. So I think that we need to fundraise specifically for that. We literally have a fundraising. Okay, Oroville has decided that money is no longer going to be the sovereign lord in this place, which it absolutely is today. Absolutely. And we've decided that this thing must change. So we are asking the world to help us. And so we figure out how much money that is, and we do a fundraising campaign specifically for weaning us off the interest addiction that we have, and we use that money to generate the things that we need so we can disconnect more. That's just one idea. I've got lots of them, but that's one.
Thank you so much. Any fundraisers in the room who want to volunteer for this? Jaya, next.
I want to tag in here because I have a wild idea which I have been very actually enamored with for a long time, and I feel it is really, really important. And that is, I don't want to fundraise for this. I want us to do it ourselves because we have the funds for it. And I wanted to do it with our friends who also have funds. And then I want to get more friends in who would like to do this, because I think there are lots of people who would like to do it. And it's about big money, not about small money, no. So I want to make a bank. And actually, last week I've been calling it Mother's Bank. I call it Mother's Bank just for my own fun. Okay, so it is whether it's a bank or financial institution, but this is I call it still a bank because I like it's a bit challenging when I use that word because money is like that. No, but so I like that. So this bank actually would we have a problem with trust. Trust was the big word there, no. And we have 36 crores, which sits in the bank from the units, what we've understood from the presentation you guys did. We have every year 49 crores, and I think it's an underestimate, which comes in from the outside through all the Orovillians, what they bring to be able to maintain us here. So obviously behind this, there is also resources which sits in bank and investments outside. So if we can create a legal institution which can hold it, then we can actually create a way for this money to flow, because there is trust and security. And I also base this on the fact of the work that I think most of you here will know about Johannes Hollenberg, the Danish painter. And through this research, deep research, which has been done on him during the last years by Anu, who was here giving some presentations on it, we have gotten to know how closely related he was to Madan Sherubindo. Very, very close. And he actually, in the 30s, and I'm sure that this was with the inspiration, he was one of the three co-founders of the JAK Bank in Denmark. This bank still exists in Denmark, Sweden, Italy, and Germany, and it's a zero-interest bank, which is there to actually support people. It's not a profiteering bank, no? So there's plenty of this, and what these other commons were doing also, no? So I was writing here, it's a bank that doesn't look for profit. It serves the truth to manifest. So this is my wild idea, and I'm very sure that it is not so difficult with the help of our friends to actually realize it. And we don't need to fundraise for it.
Very good. Any other wild ideas people want to share?
Yes. Hi, this is Romel here. Firstly, I want to just support all the first three ideas that came. They're really hitting the chord and creating a new currency. Because right now, this country is going through demonetization. So you have to understand that currency is a theory. And by addressing that and involving in that, you can really create the innovation we need. And I want to personally want to just add that the root of all problems is that when Auroville, when we started Auroville, was as pioneers and people looking for new vision and new and something to do better than what we have. And over the years, the values, if we are in the process of problem solving, then the diluted values are because now we have come back to depend on the tourism. We have become a tourist community, and we are focused only 3 months of the year when we are waiting to make profit of tourists, and we are slowly turning into a spiritual amusement park, is what I just see. But as a solution, it should be that all the guests, they need to stay outside of Auroville, occupy guest houses outside of Auroville, and all the resources and the land and the infrastructure we have should be dedicated for newcomers and guests. If you want to explore Auroville, you come, you give your time, you volunteer support, and be part of Auroville. We are ready to share. But this way, we will be able to maybe draw a gap in this constant influence each year that we get influenced and we get derailed because, as a matter of fact, we are rebels of the world, no? Trying to create something new. So we need to create like a utopia where we are looking for innovations which are unheard of and not trying to please people and be well-mannered, because that's not why we are here. We are all putting our lives at stake to create something new. This is what I want to add.
Thank you.
Ram Naranji.
My wild idea is based on a conviction that each one of us, each human being, is born with a purpose. And for his survival in the world, everything is there. Everything is given abundantly in nature, in resources, in potential, everything. And one lives for the purpose for which one is born, and everything comes, and one doesn't have to be bothered about the resources would come or not. And in my wild idea, what I saw, a space where it is very gold, full of golden light, blue people are all around, and they are all giving oneself fully. They trust among each other, and in that holistic presence, they are happy, harmonious, healthy, inspired, actively engaged in work selflessly.
Yeah. Thank you. Any more ideas? Tired? No. Uma.
I don't have a wild idea. I just got carried away by Devyanshi's very sweet, melodious process that she took us into more of a dreaming. And I was dreaming for a few minutes and it felt like this. It is 2nd of February 2026. I see myself walking on the way to work, picking up flowers from my terrace, dropping to my friend's place on her birthday. Lunch is with Martha, her roof garden, first harvest. My designer friends have come. There is a conference designed to improve life. They are a celebrity of their own life. A big part of residential, cultural, and industrial part of Auroville Master Plan is built. I see myself coming back under the forest and building interwoven together. Petra has a big event tonight, and I might go there for that. Auroville Youth is having a big pavilion there, innovation for future living. I'm not using roads. Buildings are interconnected with loads of trees, fruits, flower as a part of living. And in between I hear Devyanshi saying, "Have you finished?"
Thank you, Ma. Lovely sharing.
Any more for any more? Fifth.
Just wait for, and then you can come and sit here if you want. Please.
Our wild idea is to actually listen to our kids, to have some sort of fun forum and ask them, what would happen to make Oroville the most awesome place where everything that you could possibly want is here? And see what comes up. And I'm talking about kids from, you know, age maybe 4 up to teens. But let's focus on what they want. Let's focus on how they want to do it. You know, get them to color, write, dance, get into the creative arts. And then from there, let's work with people who've been the pioneers here, who've come later, people, whoever wants to come together, and let's look at this and see, okay, are there some similarities here? And then at our table, someone mentioned that there was a study that was done in Scandinavia where there was experts that looked at what children had said, and they did a little bit of an analysis. And I thought, wow, wouldn't that be cool, where we have our youngest and our elders coming together with people from inside and outside to see how we can manifest something and then actually implement it. Not just talk about it, but actually do it. So that's our wild idea.
Thank you.
Couple of months back, Oroville Today carried an article about the pioneers, how they achieved what they dreamt. And in the article, when we are going through, we found the name of gentleman Kirith Bhai. Kirith played a major part, and how the whole thing changed when the fighting between SAS and Oroville was going on in a tremendous fashion. So I was just wondering, we need some people like Kirith Bhai to represent the government of India and Tamil Nadu, that the entire land which is belonging to this place should become under control of the Oroville Foundation. Why not? They were able to denominate the 500,000 rupee note, and even today, the Reserve Bank came out that anything more than 5,000, you cannot deposit. When they can take such decisions, they can also say the land in Oroville belongs to only Oroville and nobody can transact any business in Oroville land. That will free us from all the troubles in expanding our output.
Thank you. Any more? Okay, last.
My wild idea is simple, something which I think we all can do. I think if all of us do small acts of kindness with a lot of love, every single day with whoever is around us. I think if we do it every day, whatever wall we've created that stops us between realizing human unity, I think we can break it one act at a time. So that's my wild idea. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good way to end. Oh, maybe a better way to end.
Hi, I'm a guest here, and I've just been thinking about how we keep talking about how this is a new vision. And all of these values that we've been talking about, they kind of remind me of indigenous communities becoming more connected with the earth and simplifying our lifestyles, not using all of our resources, learning about the land and the forest. So I'm just curious if, you know, if there's been any studies about indigenous communities and how we can apply some of their values to Oroville.
I'm not aware of any, but if you have any ideas, please share with us and we will take it forward. Okay, so there is one little...
Before that, may I request everybody to keep or to leave the papers on which you wrote answers on the table and not to please take it with you. If you want a copy of it, click a photo for yourself. But the papers, please leave it on the
this
table.
This is the collective wisdom we... wanted from this session, so please leave it behind. And now we will just show a small movie and you guys can talk to each other, interact, and there is some juice outside.